This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Prime. The National Weather Service is calling for more heavy rain and strong winds along the California coast. Forecasters say a strong series of storms could bring several more inches of rain to the region through the middle of next week. Northern California's coastal mountains could get over 4 inches starting Friday night, and more rain expected Saturday with high elevation snow. Democracy continues to play out on Capitol Hill as the Speaker of the House remains unknown. The 3 days, 11 votes without a winner has not occurred in the last 100 years. Voting continues today. The National Football League has canceled a game between the Buffalo Bills and the Cincinnati Bengals where player DeMar Hamlin was injured. Let's get an update on DeMar's health.
The head coach of the Buffalo Bills is applauding the national outpouring of support shown to safety DeMar Hamlin, who remains hospitalized in Cincinnati. Sean McDermott spoke publicly Thursday for the first time since Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest during Monday's game against the Cincinnati Bengals.
It's amazing to know the impact that this has had on so many people. And for now, DeMar to be awake and his mom to be able to share that with him is incredible.
McDermott pointed to Hamlin's Toy Drive charity, which has now raised more than $7.6 million. The coach added the recent news regarding Hamlin's progress has been very encouraging. Doctors say Hamlin's neurological functions remain intact, and he's beginning to awaken. I'm Blue Flores.
The disturbing story out of Utah on Thursday, where 8 family members were found dead in their home, is the result of a murder-suicide. Enoch, Utah police said 42-year-old Michael Haight killed 7 family members before taking his own life. Enoch, Utah is about an hour's drive north on I-15 from St. George. January 6 is Three Kings Day and marks the glorification of baby Jesus by the three wise men. This is USA News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move
on.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Russian President Vladimir Putin on Thursday allegedly called on his defense minister to order a ceasefire in Ukraine in observation of Orthodox Christmas. According to Putin, the Russian Orthodox bishop called for a Christmas troop so that the Orthodox people can attend services on Christmas Eve and the day of the Nativity of Christ. Critics of the announcement are calling it a cynical trap. Military leaders continue to focus their energies on renaming military installations in America. Ryan Daniels explains.
The move ordered by top brass at the Pentagon on Thursday would get rid of over 1,100 building names, symbols, statues, and displays that honor the former CSA. There are still more than half a dozen U.S. Army bases named for Confederate generals, including Fort Hood, Texas, and Fort Benning, Georgia. The Pentagon has until January 1, 2024 to meet its goal. I'm Ryan Daniels.
A suspect is behind bars in connection with a hit-and-run collision that killed a popular foster mom in South Los Angeles. The victim's husband says he can forgive the suspect.
I forgive you. Okay, you panic. That's it.
A 55-year-old man was arrested Thursday, is being accused of killing 62-year-old Trina Newman Townsend on Christmas Eve. Newman Townsend was a foster mother, evangelist, and philanthropist. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's what we do, but we can't do it without you. We thank you for joining us in. Happy New Year. We pray that this will be the best New Year's ever. I mean, 2022 was a year of revelation. It was the onion skin had been pulled back in such a way that the truth that heretofore had been blocked was starting to break through in many areas, and to the shock, and I say we need to continue to pull back on that layer so that we will know the whole truth and nothing better. But John Fleetwood from American Faith is with us now. Hey, John, how are you?
Hey, Bill. Doing great, sir. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Great to have you with us. The anniversary of January the 6th. You've got congressional members observing the anniversary of January the 6th. I got to tell you, I'm appalled a bit by it, because it clearly demonstrates that after 2 years, millions of dollars of the people's money spent to find out what happened on January the 6th, it's like, you know, this whole phone narrative continues. And Hakeem Jeffries is on the microphone at this very moment as we're speaking, you know, again, furthering this narrative. To me, it's like chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction. I'm insulted by this this demonstration of fake news and this fake narrative that they want to continue to perpetrate on the American people.
Yeah, they wanted to get Trump. That's the whole idea. That was the Russia collusion thing, you know, thing after thing after thing, where they're going to get Trump. Oh, this time they're going to get him. No, this time they're going to get him. No, this time they're going to get him. That's all it's about. Get Trump, get Trump, get Trump. That's the strategy, is try to make Trump look as bad as possible in the eyes of the American people. Mm. Why is all of the media doing that? Why are all of these corporations doing that? That's their strategy. The weird thing.
Well, and the danger thing, though, John, if I can interrupt you just a second, the danger of that narrative and that playbook is that it affects everybody. And if people think that, oh, this is just about Donald Trump, no, you're missing the whole point. What Nancy Pelosi, what Muriel Bowser, what all the operatives did, and what we're finding out, even from the ex-police chief, who has come out and spoke blatantly about it and has revealed email exchanges between Muriel Bowser and Nancy Pelosi and what they did to really set the American people up, to set this whole thing up. And this is why, you know, they continue to hold citizens like you and I, John. I mean, this could have easily been you and I. We could be in solitary confinement, you know, kept on ice without due process. Now, in some cases, as much as 2 years.
Yeah, and the question is, are the people okay with that? Are the people okay with these kind of strategies being played out, not just by politicians? We already know that a lot of politicians are corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
with very few exceptions, but a lot of them get paid by companies and corporations and industries, and then therefore the politicians do what those corporations and industries tell them to do. It's called a conflict of interest. It's obvious to anybody who understands that.
Right.
It's just politicians never go up there and say who they are paid by in order to make these kind of claims. What we should do is we should start putting stickers, kind of like NASCAR, Bill.
Yes.
You know, they wear those suits. Mm-hmm. And they've got, you know, a Pennzoil.
Yeah, all their sponsorships noted on it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Mercedes.
Good point.
Or whoever
I'm liking this.
We should be putting those onto AOC, you know, these really loud politicians, Pelosi, who is paying you? And
exactly.
Then let's see if your policies that you are promoting line up with the policies that these companies and corporations who are paying you. But again, are the people okay with this? Are they okay with these kind of strategies? I guess the first thing is, do the people understand it? Because this Jan 6 committee wasn't after the truth. They were just after Trump. And what
That's
happened,
right.
Bill? December 9th, we learned that the Jan 6 committee canceled the Trump subpoena with the panel.
Yes.
So the number one guy that they're after to smear, the number one guy they said did all this bad stuff and he's horrible and he led an insurrection and we got to get him and we're finally going to get him, they don't subpoena him.
Right.
What does that tell you? That tells you that the whole thing was a sham, and unfortunately the mainstream media doesn't explain this to the people.
Well, because you keep it in the realm of the opinion. See, opinion rules when facts are absent. And the Democrats know this. They know how to take it up to the edge. They feel like, okay, they had more to lose to have Trump come forward and from his own lips speak the truth that was irrefutable, even on a one-sided one-sided biased, process that this Jan 6 committee was all about.
Yeah, and what does it tell you about Trump that the whole system, especially the political system, is after him? What does that tell you? I mean, I think the left and the right both agree that the system's messed up, right?
Right.
So what does it tell you?
Because Trump is a force.
Coming after this one guy.
Mm-hmm. He's such a force. He takes so much oxygen out of the room, and they don't have anybody else. And they don't have any, they don't even have the truth on their side. Because the thing is about Donald Trump truly, say what you want to say about him and his personality and all this, but I really believe this, John, that Donald Trump was a genuine hero for and servant for the American people. And that is antithetical to the whole, you know, political character and process of the Beltway. You know, the Beltway is all about being served and not serving. And Donald Trump, I mean, what did he give up? I mean, he gives up half of his assets to be president of the United States, to go through all this crud. And then he says, you know what? Hey, though I didn't get elected through some sort of sham process, call it what you want. And of course, they go, oh, you're a denier, you know. Well, wait a minute. Well, help me come alongside you and show me the facts that prove that, in fact, it was a just and fair election. Help me, please. And there are over 60% of America that's basically saying the same thing, John.
What we need to do for everybody, doesn't matter what political side of the aisle you're on, to understand this and to see this, is look at Trump, like you mentioned. Look at Trump's net worth before office and after office. And you will see that net worth went down. And not just financial worth, but his view in the world. The media used to love him. They used to put him in movies. He was in Home Alone. He was in Pizza Hut commercials. And
right.
They loved him when he was on The Apprentice. Mm-hmm. And they thought he was a leftist. But then they started attacking him. So he's lost not just financial gain. He's lost money. He's down in the public opinion. And then look at Pelosi before and after office. Made millions. Biden before and after office. Made millions. Clinton. That's probably the most egregious one. Look at how much money they made after office. So compare that to Trump, and you see that this guy put his money where his mouth is. He knew he was going to take a hit, and he did it anyway. And that shows that he's the genuine article.
Exactly.
He's not right on vaccines, in my opinion, and maybe with McCarthy he's not right. But I think he's genuine. I agree with you, Bill.
Well, I'd be willing to say, regarding the vaccines, bad intel. And he counted on the wrong person. And he should have known better, because this guy's a businessman, and he should have known that Dr. Fauci was a fraud from day one. We've got more from John Fleetwood. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
And independent we are, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. John Fleetwood, the managing editor for American Faith, continues with us at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, John, as we're talking about, the rank corruption, and I've got to tell you, this week we had a quite insightful discussion regarding, the WHO's, COP27, the climate change confab that they presented in Egypt. And boy, they've just gone, you know, they went the full Monty. I mean, they're fully exposed now and said, okay, here's your new God. Here's the presentation of your Ten Commandments. They go in and even symbolically, they're in Egypt. They go to Mount Sinai. I mean, talk about the exchange. And the only thing that was missing was a golden calf. But, you know, this is what's become so obvious that you have been reporting on and that we talk about. And this is why we need to get back to first principles. Because when you get back to first principles, you start realizing and recognizing the illegitimate from the legitimate. And just like bank tellers, what they study is they don't study illegitimate counterfeit money. They study legitimate money. And this is where we are right now in our culture, that if we do not open our eyes, get back to first principles, and embrace the legitimate, we are going to be deceived, and we are being deceived right now for the very thing that you said, you know, with Dr. Fauci and all the shenanigans that he was able to get away with, and what damage and how many millions of people around the world died because of his agenda. And it's all consistent. Again, it goes back to this one world government that is being promoted, and this one world government that's loaded with eugenicists. And I know it sounds like a big term maybe for some of the eugenicists. Well, the basic philosophy of the eugenicists is that there should be the survival of the fittest. And they have determined, because they're their own God, that, you know, that we are not all made in the image of God. And thank God that, you know, the population has them taking charge, because they have determined, whether it's Bill Gates on down the line and all these people that march down this road, they all are in lockstep and in their own understanding and philosophy that the earth cannot sustain 8 billion people. We've got too many people on the planet by their estimation. But yet, as you see, follow the science, John. When you follow the science, you see that the increase of population has actually made people more prosperous, right?
Right. What we have to do for every single issue in politics is we have to rise above what mainstream media and big money is telling us to think. We have to think for ourselves. And if we do that and apply that to all the issues we're talking about, like the Jan 6 thing that we talked about at first,
right.
They pulled this Jan 6 investigation immediately after it came out that Ray Epps admitted that he orchestrated a lot of these Jan 6 events.
Right.
So finally we get some interesting information where there's this guy who it looks like, and there's tell that he was a plant by the feds.
Yes.
He's there. He's orchestrating pulling down these signs, orchestrating all this madness on January 6th. But they haven't subpoenaed. They haven't arrested him.
Yeah, them.
They had a kid. I saw a report this morning.
He's on witness protection. Are you kidding me?
They're protecting him.
Yes, of course.
They're protecting. What does that tell you? Why are they protecting this guy? Mm-hmm. And why is it that as soon as this information comes out where he testifies to this committee that he, quote, orchestrated, end quote. Mm-hmm. He said he orchestrated it. Here's a guy who's saying he orchestrated it. There's video evidence of that from that day, multiple angles of him doing it.
That day and the day before, John, as well.
He's telling the crowd, we need to go to the Capitol tomorrow on January 5th. We need to go to the Capitol tomorrow. We need to go to the Capitol tomorrow. What is that? Why are they protecting this guy?
Yes.
Right? So we need to rise above what big corporations, what big media corporations, like if you're a leftist, like CNN or Vox or Slate, Salon, BuzzFeed, they're all owned by the same financial asset managers. You need to rise above what the big money wants you to believe. And see that it's not a coincidence that as soon as this information comes out, and Ray Epps probably did what his handlers would probably tell him, no, don't tell him you have anything to do with this Jan 6 stuff, and it was all a big misunderstanding. He goes up there and says he did orchestrate it. We got to pull it. Now all of a sudden, we're going to pull this subpoena from Trump. It's not a coincidence. Mm-hmm. You need to rise above. It's the same thing with the vaccine information. It's what we're finding out now are things like with this COVID vaccine stuff, is that the vaccinated are now more than twice as likely to be reinfected with COVID than the unvaccinated.
Right.
Okay. And this isn't somebody's speculation. This is from The Lancet. This is from a peer-reviewed medical journal, and it says natural infection, you get sick from the virus. Mm-hmm. Natural infection provides better protection against reinfection than at least the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine. That's what they were looking at in this.
Yeah, and go back. And Dr. Fauci claimed early on when we were talking about natural immunity that it was only good for a couple of months, remember? A couple of months. John, it's almost been 2 years for me. You know, since I had COVID, I've not been reinfected, and I've been COVID-free for over 2 years, and I got COVID. In fact, it was I happen to be in Hawaii right now, and it kept me from coming to Hawaii in March of, that would have been, 2021.
And you know what that means, Bill? That's a perfect segue. It's a perfect segue because it's exactly what these study authors said. Listen to this. After analyzing the data, the study authors of this Lancet publication found that for every COVID variant, not just Alpha, not just Omicron, for every variant, natural immunity was significantly better at protecting against future infection than vaccination. Here's a quote from The Lancet. By the way, keep in mind, The Lancet is a publication that all the left-wing mainstream media and leftists and pro-vaccine people have been quoting, right? So this is their publication. This is a leftist publication. This isn't an anti-vax publication. This is The Lancet. Here's what they said, Bill, to your point. This is a direct quote. Previous natural infection was associated with lower incidence of SARS-CoV-2 infection, regardless of the variant, than mRNA primary series vaccination. Regardless of the variant, Bill, just like you said, it doesn't matter which one. If you take a vaccine, they formulate that vaccine for specific variants.
Right, exactly.
And it's come out, this is mainstream that that these vaccines only treat one. They don't treat all variants. That's absurd. This is mainstream now.
Well, John, the question I have is that this vaccine that they utilize right now, what does that do in terms of compromising any other natural immune adjustments that your body would make if it wasn't being interfered by this vaccine? The thought comes as you are, you know, presenting the case here.
Well, and to your point, Bill, there have been no long-term studies. So it's not like they've been studying this for the past 10 years like they're supposed to do, like medical precedence and pharmaceutical precedence says you need to take 10 years before you can even – I think it's 10 years before they can even start doing any kind of, like, human testing on it. I think it's years and years. They do operation – this is the thing, as a Trump supporter, I don't support his vaccine, his Operation Warp Speed. They made this thing in months. At least that's the mainstream story. I don't believe that. I think they've been working on it for a long time. I think DARPA was working on it with Moderna for even longer than this, which is very, very suspect. But they made this thing, if you believe the mainstream narrative, what big money wants you to believe, is that it only took a couple months to make this.
Yeah.
There's been no long-term studies, so we have no idea. To your point, Bill, we have no idea what it's going to do short-term, long-term, upstream, downstream. How does it affect anything? We have no idea.
And meanwhile,
taking it is pretty much anything.
Exactly. And we ignore along the way all these other pharmaceuticals that have been out there and proven, oh, no, you can't use hydroxychloroquine, Quinn. You can't use ivermectin. You know, you can't use, you know, vitamin C and vitamin D. That's hocus pocus. But yet doctors were very successful in keeping people out of emergency rooms. John Fleetwood, thank you, buddy.
The way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes
diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA News Update. Democracy continues to play out on Capitol Hill as the Speaker of the House remains unknown. The 3 days, 11 votes later without a winner has not occurred in the last 100 years. Voting continues today. The National Football League has canceled the game between the Buffalo Bills and the Cincinnati Bengals, where player DeMar Hamlin was injured. Reports are DeMar's health is improving. The disturbing story out of Utah on Thursday, where 8 family members were found dead in their home, is a result of a murder-suicide. Enoch, Utah police said 42-year-old Michael Haight killed 7 family members before taking his own life. Enoch, Utah is about an hour's drive north on I-15 from St. George. Today is January 6th, and it is Three Kings Day, and marks the glorification of baby Jesus by the three wise men. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Well, the former congressman and retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Alan West is with us right now to talk about, you know, what some are perceiving to be chaotic in the House. But this is what democracy looks like. It is hard work. It can get muddy. You've got people that want to try to simplify the process. But when you have, representatives of every state in the same building, you're going to have diverse ideas. And last time I checked, I think it's always better when there is a diversity of ideas, Colonel. Just my humble opinion. What do you think?
Well, Bill, it's great to be with you. Happy New Year. And you're absolutely correct. I mean, I think that right now we see the reflection of a soundbite mentality and the drive-by mentality of the American people. If these same people in America were around back in the time of the Constitution being put together and written, and of course the ratification process that had to go through that, I mean, this country might not be in existence right now. So I think what is happening is really, and having been in Congress, it's really good for principle, it's good for policy, it's good for us to have this debate. You look over there in the Senate, you know, next thing you know, Mitch McConnell is still the leader. But now we have people that are saying, we've got a dysfunctional body in the House of Representatives. And, you know, when I was in Congress, we were about $10 to $11 trillion in debt. And that was just back in 2010 when I was elected. I came out 2013. Now we are $31 trillion in debt. So something is absolutely wrong. We're just talking about the span of 10 or 11 years.
Exactly.
So we need to have this debate that talks about omnibus spending bills are unconstitutional. The Congress is mandated to do one thing, that's produce a budget, and they're supposed to do it by producing 12 appropriations bills that are supposed to be passed separately, not thrown together in a big gumbo. So that's what we need to do. You think about this baseline budget system that we have when, you know, we increase the budget based upon, you know, the previous budget year. So they're never really cutting spending. They may be cutting the rate of the increase of spending. So why don't we have the debate about a zero-based budgeting process? We don't want to see bills being written in the Speaker's office, all of those things. So I think that this is a good, healthy debate. But I do get concerned about the lack of a strategic plan, the lack of a good communications plan, and the fact that for some of these people, that this is more personal than principle-based.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're exactly right. Well, this time, you know, sometimes this is what happens when you get so angry that you lose connectivity with reason. And it sounds like it's more of a personality-based conflict than it is, you know, a policy-based. But, you know, they've got to, you know, give pause for just a moment and translate it in such a way to where people can understand exactly what the problem is. Because just because you don't like somebody, okay, I get that. That, you know, that's everyday humanity. But in this particular process, to your point, exactly, you know, there are some reasons. I mean, and, you know, the people, American people are going, wait a minute, you were given a bill that was, what, they had over 4,000 pages to it, and it was given to you, and you had less than an hour to read it, and, oh, yeah, by the way, it wasn't even finished. I mean, this really trumps Nancy Pelosi's idea, you know, with the Affordable Care Act, when she said, oh, you know, you just got to pass it to find out what's in it. You know, some type of Democratic Party, Barack Obama, hocus pocus. Are you kidding me? And so then we pass it, and then we find out, oh, my God, that's not what we thought we were getting.
No, you're absolutely right. And so when you hear people talk about getting back to regular order, they're talking about getting back to constitutional governance, which is what we're supposed to have. We're supposed to have, you know, the federal government and the legislative branch operating within Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution, which prescribes their duties, responsibilities, and jurisdictions. And we don't want to see, you know, things done in secret, kind of like how they select the next Pope at the Vatican, then all of a sudden you get white smoke.
Yeah.
It is very good that we have the transparency. And think about it. Lots of times if you're, you know, staying up late at night and you watch a C-SPAN, you see members in there in an empty chamber giving speeches, talking about issues, but they are not really openly debating these things about our representatives' democracy and the process of the maintaining of this body and this order. You know, everyone's saying, well, the Democrats are united. The Democrats are a bunch of mindless lemmings, and they're going to do whatever someone tells them to do. But I think it is good that we have this debate. But there's a point when these 20 or so individuals are going to say, you know, we have moved the needle very well. And now it's time to stand up and say, okay, you know, ready, set, let's go. Let's break the huddle. And so I don't want to see them go beyond that point of no return, where people start to see them more as a bunch of detractors rather than people that are standing up on principle and policy. And you're right, for a few of those, and I'll bring up Matt Gaetz as one. I mean, this is just about, you know, a personality difference, and it should never be about personality.
Exactly. Well, you know, again, we're all human, and we can, you know, fail that test. We do so, you know, quite often. And for those of us that can admit it, hopefully it keeps us humble and that hubris doesn't lead the way. And, you know, we'll get through this. I mean, look at this. This isn't the first time. It won't be the last time. But, you know, again, they all admit that everybody, both sides, I think you've got bipartisan agreement that the system is broken. Okay. We understand it's broken. So how are we going to fix it? When does this start? You know, do we just get on about the people's business so quickly we ignore it, we step over this 800,000-pound gorilla like previous Congresses have done, and, you know, and meanwhile the can is kicked up the road and nothing really happens? And, you know, I give credit to these 20 people, 20, 21 people who are willing to say, okay, look, at I'll put, just like our founding fathers who had to put, you know, their reputations, everything, their resources, their very, you know, in that case was very lives at this point. We're not to that point to where, you know, these 20 people are going to be put up against the wall and shot. But still, it's their political futures that are hanging on the line here, because people are willing to castigate them so quickly without even giving pause, Colonel, to say, hey, wait a minute, What are they saying? What is the real objection here to Kevin McCarthy?
Well, that's the status quo. That's the, you know, GOP establishment or whatever that are, you know, referring to them as the Taliban, 20 terrorist enemies of the state and all these things. That does not help the conversation. And we've got to start to understand that, you know, electing the Speaker of the House is not a coronation. This is not Great Britain. This is not England. We don't have a monarchy. We have a constitutional republic. So, you know, Kevin McCarthy should be very appreciative that people are having this open debate and this scrutiny about someone that's been in leadership there in the House of Representatives, being on the minority side or the majority side for the last 14 to 16 years. Mm-hmm. And so we need to have that discussion about why has this been happening while you've been in the leadership position, and what are you going to do to make sure that this body gets back to regular order and gets back to being functional? Because, as you said, everyone knows the United States, you know, Senate and House of Representatives is a dysfunctional body. Just look at, like I said, what's happening with our fiscal irresponsibility.
Mm-hmm. And when leadership goes forward, it's always out in front casting a vision. And this is a failure of leadership on Kevin McCarthy's part. And that he didn't anticipate this sooner, even when he came out with the contract, you know, his new commitment with America, or contract. I get it confused with Newt Gingrich's
commitment to America.
Even then, it was like, because we've been yelling about this for a long time, Colonel, going, wait a minute, where is what? You know, Newt Gingrich laid out the plan, said this is how you do it. And, you know, and it took him so long. And finally they came out with it. What, maybe 60 days before the election? Are you kidding me? To me, that was a failure of leadership, and that it could have been. And I wasn't involved in the process. So I'm only looking at it after the fact and saying, man, this was something that should have been put out at least, you know, when the election cycle got underway, just in my humble opinion.
No, you're absolutely right. That should have been something that would have been the platform for everyone to run on. And it should have been very simple. On a 5x8 card, it could have been laminated and everyone could have had it, passed it out to people at town hall meetings. Not a 150-page document that, again, no one's going to read, just the same as the 4,220-page, you know, omnibus spending bill that no one's going to read.
Exactly. Lieutenant Colonel Alan West has been our guest, the former congressman and CSD executive director. Again, congratulations on all the great work that you continue to do on behalf of we Americans. Colonel, how can people be in touch and follow you there at CSD?
Yeah. You go to theacru.org, or you go to committeetosupportdefend.org, and you can follow us on all the social media platforms.
Colonel, Happy New Year. Thank you for being with us as always. Appreciate it.
Thank you,
Bill.
Bye-bye.
You got it.
Bye.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Every day we invest in what matters to us. From coffee to a stick of gum to drive-thru. Netflix or iTunes, Amazon Prime, they bring us a sense of joy and value to our lives. It also matters that we have a country to save and the next generation to protect. Bill Martinez Live has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. And advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled not to advertise. As a result, we're turning to you, our faithful audience. Would you partner with Bill Martinez Live this coming year? Your return on investment is unique, in-depth analysis of the cultural issues that matter most. Issues of faith, movies, entertainment, geared to expand your awareness and motivate you to go deeper into these important topics so you can own your knowledge and exercise your critical thinking in order to bring reason back to the public square. Your one-time gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of BML Live. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of Bill Martinez Live would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in with $100 per month. What's your best gift in helping Bill influence the next generation with logic, reason, and a love for our country? Every gift, your gift of any size, matters. Visit BillMartinezShow.com to gift. BillMartinezShow.com. And thank you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you. You know, for those parents and those of us that have teenagers, wow, I mean, you know, you thought you knew fear before until all of a sudden you have a teenager that you're dealing with in the modern era and all the options that they have available to them. I used to say that, you know, when I was growing up, we had limited options compared to today. And by that, I mean the choices that these kids, it's like a tsunami of, you know, some, you know, in some cases you can say opportunity, but in other cases you can say some pretty scary choices that they are confronted with, that their peers are putting upon them, the media, social media, just go on down. I mean, it is a pernicious environment that our teens are in. And Focus on the Family has a brand new curriculum that's going to help us parents navigate these scary teen years successfully. Are you ready for it? Well, Dr. Danny Huerta joins us now. Danny, a Happy New Year. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Happy New Year, Bill. Thanks for having me on the show. Appreciate it.
Heaven help us, Danny. Heaven help us. I mean, Lord have mercy. You know, as I was saying, I mean, the options that these kids have, I mean, it is scary compared to when you and I were growing up.
It is. Well, yeah, and you said it correctly. I mean, you just walk down any of the grocery aisles, and as parents, you're faced with a ton of decisions right there. And estimates are that we face close to 35,000 to 50,000 decisions in a day, and our thoughts are really racing and trying to make good, sound, wise decisions. And it takes us as parents helping kids learn how to enter those intersections with wisdom, because they're going to have all kinds of intersections where they don't know if they should turn left, right, go straight. And that's metaphorically in life, where you're with some friends and or your child is with some friends and trying to figure out what would be the best decision, the right decision, because it feels like I want to do this one. Mm-hmm. So all my friends are making that decision. It may not be the best one. And then with social media, the internet, all kinds of advertising coming their way, it is really a blitz on their decision making.
Exactly. And what they're exposed to, because the fact of the matter is that we're all subject to temptation, Danny.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing. I got to tell you, I mean, here at my age as a senior, the stuff that, you know, I open up my phone, and I'm bombarded. I mean, in the old days, and I say the old days, not that many decades ago, they were offering Russian women, and then it's Chinese women. And now the stuff that pops up, that I don't even know how to filter it anymore. I can't unsubscribe fast enough, but the stuff keeps creeping in, and I'm thinking, this is happening to me. What about these kids and the lure? I mean, because now we get back to the situation of what St. Paul said. You know, things I don't want to do, or things I do, I don't. You know, kind of, we have that constant conflict, and we're dealing with enough temptation already. And then in the hands of our teenagers is this powerful instrument that they're bombarded with, these solicitations that come in. And, here it is. I mean, we've got sex trafficking, teenage abduction, all this stuff that's running rampant. And it's not getting any easier, Danny. It's getting more pernicious and more dangerous.
That's correct. And it's not only the sexual components, the lure of that, but the lure of power through the video gaming industry. There's this lure of becoming powerful, even if you're not that strong, and you can become powerful in a whole nother universe and, mm-hmm. and gain respect. And then there's a lure of buying things endlessly and very easily. Purchasing things, and the list goes on and on. It's not mm-hmm. just with sexuality, but sexuality is such a huge, huge lure for teenage boys and girls. And right now, the mm-hmm. confusion that's there around gender, around what the true definition of healthy sexuality is rampant. It's really causing issues for teens as they're going into adulthood and trying to be in a marriage, a healthy marriage relationship, or even just a healthy relationship with other people. And so we designed Launch Into the Teen Years to be the preteen conversation. So parents talking with their preteens, preparing them for the onslaught that's coming, and opening up intentional conversations with their preteen as they enter the teen years, because they're going to need to be all in as parents.
Exactly.
And creating the invitations of conversation, because they're not going to come naturally. You're going to say, "How's your day?" "That was fine."
Mm-hmm.
And that's it, right? And as parents, learning how to start off the conversation. "Hey, what was the most frustrating thing today? When did you feel lonely today? Mm-hmm. You seem different today to me. What's going on emotionally? Let me into those thought bubbles that are going on and blitzing you in your mind." And then being able to put boundaries and limits on the phone, and bringing truth about who they are in Christ, and then having difficult conversations around belief. But the big one is starting the conversation around sexuality, or about sexuality, the male-female difference, mm-hmm. what's happening in the body, the beauty and sacredness of sexuality. All takes place in that 8 to 12-year range and continues onward, and you can begin it before that. So this is for all parents, not just parents of teens.
Exactly.
There's a continuum. So, yeah, this resource is for parents to be able to get away for a weekend or on multiple weekends, go through the resource, start off the conversation. It may feel uncomfortable initially, but we've made it fun. We've set the table for you to begin this conversation on some very important topics, from friendships, identity, all the way to the talk on sexuality. And then from there, it's the beginning for you as a parent.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, you say that this is like a weekend seminar. You say set aside a weekend in order to look at this video series.
Yeah, it's for some parents. So we've had over 2,500 parents go through it and then give us feedback.
Mm.
And the way that they like to do it is many of them like to consume it multiple weekends. They just took a session at a time and went for a couple hours on a weekend, made it real special. Mm-hmm. All in attention time on that weekend. Some of them went for a full weekend and made it just an outing with that specific child, and learned what the child would be the most beneficial for that child, where they would like to go. Some of them did it right in their house and carved out time together. Some went to restaurants on multiple occasions, but there are six sessions mm-hmm. that you go through. Be creative as a parent. Each of your children will be different, and you just need to really know who they are, what they love to do, how they would connect with you. Some kids love to have something to draw on while they're listening to you. Some want to be on a walk. Some want to be moving. And then some just can sit there and have conversation. Be patient with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to feel a bit uncomfortable for your kids,
But you as a parent, you get to be the teacher. What an amazing invitation for you to be the primary teacher in this. And if you don't do it, the world will do it for you.
Well, yeah, without a doubt. And you leave your child unprotected, because what we're talking about is inevitable. There's no way to avoid this. And the teen years are coming. They come fast and hard, and especially in light of this culture and all that they're dealing with. And, you know, Danny, as you say, you know, these kids are being, you know, bombarded with this information, and it will be a little bit of a challenge, because if you haven't had this opportunity to do this before, this is new, it's fresh, it could be a little awkward, but have faith in this, because without it, you know, what's the alternative, right? What else do you got to do?
Yeah, and as parents, know that this is transformational for you. It'll cause you to think about your own sexuality, your own development, what you would have needed and wanted from your parents, and now you get to do it for your kids. Mm-hmm. And you get to set them up for success, to have healthy relationships, and it's not going to be perfect. I don't think I've ever seen anybody go through any type of conversations with teenagers in a perfect way. And so this is about being relational, being present, listening first, and then bringing truth and seeking God's wisdom, praying along the way, making sure you're ready for the questions. And then you're going to have questions in the car. You're going to have moments of disagreement, moments where your teenager is going to challenge you. It doesn't mean you failed. Mm-hmm. That means that you're having relationship with your teenager, and it's so important that you lean in with patience,
exactly,
with humility and with love. And just know that there is a true war for your child's mind and soul.
Yes.
And you get to enter into that with your kids.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about safety in our homes and putting locks on our doors and on the cars, having safe cars. This is the most important thing you can do. And it's part of the safety plan of creating a spiritual world, a biblical worldview.
Exactly.
On sexuality, because that's the core identity, where we get to be children of God. That's where it begins. It's male, female. As children of Christ, and that's where it all begins, and then we get to give ourselves as a gift, just like mm-hmm. Jesus did to someone else if we decide to enter into marriage union.
Exactly. And as you say, and I appreciate your words here, Danny, is that, you know, we need to learn how to embrace the conflict. Conflict is okay. I mean, if you have conflict, it demonstrates an interest by both parties to arrive at a satisfactory conclusion, right? I think, anyway.
Yeah, and really, it sometimes depends on the personality. If you have a very strong-willed teen, lean in, be patient, loving, calm, and just know that trust over time. As your child, as your teenager, is trying to navigate having their own opinion, having pressures of belonging and a sense of worth and competence with their friends, and then trying to listen to you, there's a conflict happening inside of them. Come in with grace and compassion towards that.
Right.
Know that if you're patient with that and you're listening carefully, your teen will respect that, will grow in trust, and will listen over time and refer back to what you've told them.
And don't lose sight of the goal. What's the objective here, Danny? 20 seconds left. Go ahead.
Yeah, the objective is to lead them towards a thriving faith in Christ, where they truly know their purpose and their worth in Christ and pursue God with all they've got.
Well, he's the Vice President of Parenting and Youth Department at Focus on the Family, author of 7 Traits of Effective Parenting. Danny Huerta has been with us. Dr. Danny Huerta, as always, Happy New Year to you. Appreciate
it.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.